This Chazar Zechin is a Bachar Chazar Shag, Yehudim Sechat Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Mepnei Tikkun HaOilim." What's the reason for that? Kana Rabbi Yechon says to prevent Mamzerim from being created. Rishlok says to prevent the problem of Agunas. Rabbi Yechon says to prevent Mamzerim because he holds like Rav Nachman, who said that the husband can only be Mevat in front of two people, meaning even in front of two people, which is not enough publicity to make this voiding known. Therefore, the woman will not hear that her get was voided and will remarry based on it, leading to her having children or Mamzerim. Rishlok holds like Rav Sheshes. The voiding has to be done in front of three people. Therefore, there was publicity and the woman would hear that the get was voided and she'll not remarry based on that. The only issue is that that if we allow the husband to do so, this affords him the opportunity to torture her by voiding the get with little effort on his part, therefore, and which would cause it to be an aguna. Therefore, they instituted that in order to void the get, he has to intercept the shliach or reach the woman before the shliach does. Bryce says, Rebbe says, if after the enactment of the takana, your husband went and voided a get in Bezdin without the presence of the shliach of the wife, the get is still voided. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the husband cannot void the get if the shliach or the wife are not there, and he may not even add to any condition of the get if they are not there, because if we allow him to do so, what good is the power of Rabbi Gamliel's takana? Frechmar, can it be that derayta the get becomes bottled because of the concern for the power of Bezdin will say that the get is not bottled? Mar says, yes, all kedushin is unsubject to the will of the Rabbanan. In this case, the Rabbanan retroactively uproot the kedushin between this man and woman, thereby making her mutter to marry anybody. So Ravini asks Ravashi, that seems possible when the kedushin was done with money, because Rabbanan have hefker, Bezdin, hefker, and therefore they make it like the husband never owned the money that was given to the woman. It was just given to her as a gift, not as a kedushin. However, in the case where the kedushin was done with bia, how can the rabbanan say the kedushin never took place? He answered, the rabbanan considered the bia to be, they give it the shavis of a bia's nus. Bryce says, if a man tells 10 people, write a get for my wife, in which case any of them can write it and any two of them can sign it, Rebbe says he may later nullify the authority of any one of them, even if not done in the presence of the others. Shimon Gamliel says it may only be done in the presence of the others. The Mara says that the machlokes is based on whether we say that nullifying the authority of some of the people nullifies the authority of all the people. Rebbe says that doing so will not nullify the authority of all of them. Therefore, if any of the people who do not have the authority annulled goes and gives the get, no problem, she's divorced. Shimon Gamliel holds that doing so will nullify all of them. Therefore, we have to be concerned that the people who are not present will not know that their authority was nullified, will give a get to the wife anyway, which is actually done without authority and therefore is not a kosher a get, who will then get married based on this possible get. Mar says, we can also say the machlekes is based on the following. All agree that nullifying some of them does not nullify all of them. Machlekes is whether something that is established in the presence of 10 people needs 10 people to be present in order to void it. What would the halacha be if the husband instructed that all 10 of you write a get for my wife? If the reason of Rav Shimon is like the first version of the Machlokes, then since in this case there's no concern that the remaining people will give the get, because they know that all 10 must be involved, and the people who have their authority revoked directly will not participate, since they know that their authority has been revoked, we would allow the authority to be revoked even not in the presence of all 10. If his reason is like the second version of Machlokes, then without all 10 there, their authority cannot be revoked in this case. So which one is it? But Bryce says, if a man tells two people, give a get to my wife, Rebbe says he may revoke the authority of one without the presence of the other. Shimon Gamliel says he may not do so even over there. Now, when he says to two people, it's the equivalent of saying all of you, and yet we see that they still argue in this case. Rashi said, it may be that the Bryce is discussing a case where the two people were not appointed to write the get, but were rather appointed to bring the get to the wife. It's only in that case that Shimon says he cannot revoke the authority of one not in the presence of the other, because the other will not know, will continue to deliver the get. However, if they were instructed to write the get, it may be that Shimon would not argue. And the Mishnah says it has to be right, because the Bryce then says that if the husband appointed each of the two people separately, he can revoke their power separately. If they're simply shluchim, that makes sense. However, if they're witnesses to the writing, how can they separately testify to the get? Halacha, the two witnesses have to be there at the same time. The Mishnah says that that's not a proof, because the Bryce may hold like Rabbi Shmuel ben Karcho, who holds that witnesses do not have to have seen the event together. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yehuda said, I heard from Rabbi Abba that he passed like Rebbe in one of the machloikas, and like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the other, but I don't know in which case he passed like which one. Rabbi Yosef said, we find that in regard to a different case, Rebbe later agreed that we must be concerned that allowing something that the Rabbanu prohibited will compromise the power of Bezin. Since he ultimately agrees to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about that, it must be that in the Machlekes that we spoke about that centers around the concern of Bezin's covet, that's where he must pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and therefore must be in the other machlokes. Rabbi Abba paskins like Rebbe. Rabbi Yoshia of Usha also held like Rabbi Abba, because after forcing a husband to consent to a get, he told the people appointed to write the get to run away and hide. He did this to prevent the husband from being able to retract the get. This shows that he held like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that a retraction in front of Bezin would not work. Also, the fact that he told him to hide and not simply just to separate shows that he held like Rebbe, because he would hold that if they would simply separate, the husband would still be able to revoke their authority, which is why he instructed them to hide. Rav, in the name of Nachman, said that halacha follows Rebbe in both machlokes. We find that Rav Nachman does not allow young orphans to later protest the division of their estate by Bezin because he's concerned for the power of Bezin. That could be held like Rebbe in the first machlokes. Mar says Rav Nachman holds that we're concerned for the power of Bezin only regarding monetary matters, not regarding Yisurim like Kitten.